Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big week up in the Tallahassee, Gainesville area. It's FSU week for the Florida Gators. And as she does throughout the season, Jackie Franciulli from Gators Territory is kind enough to join us this evening. Jackie, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And I know it's a big week for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well. But yeah, it's this game is always during Thanksgiving weekend. It doesn't feel like a holiday week when you think of all this rivalry game and all the stuff that, you know, kind of surrounds it. But I will say this game does not have the same fire that I normally feel like it is. I think it feels more like a regular game than normal. I think it's just the situations that both of the teams find themselves in. I remember, I remember last year, there was a lot more talk coming into this game.
Right.
This is a little more subdued coming into this.
But Florida looks like they'll get in a New Year's Day bowl game. And that's what they're playing for now, obviously. I mean, a prestigious bowl game. The Orange Bowl would be a great game. Obviously, I saw somebody mention Notre Dame in Florida. It wouldn't be a terrible Orange Bowl game. What's the talk around there coming into this week? You said it doesn't have that swag and, you know, those verbal barbs that it usually has. But it certainly, from the Florida State standpoint, as we saw last week here in Miami with FIU, by you, nothing is a given.
No, for sure. And I think that's actually the main part these Florida players are talking about, is that, you know, nothing is a given, that Florida State does have playmakers in skilled positions, including, you know, Cam Akers. So they know that the record doesn't really demonstrate that, but they need to be focused on the game. They can't look ahead to possibly making a New York Six Bowl. Like you said, the Orange Bowl is one of the games they're predicted to. They've also sometimes the people saying they're going to the Cotton Bowl, and even some people say they're going to be out of the New York Six Bowl because Penn State is above them in their latest college football rankings. So they do want to prove to the committee that they're good. So they do have to kind of perform well against Florida State to make sure that the committee sees that, yes, Florida deserves to be in it. So they do need to win well against Florida State on Saturday. But most of the, you know, guys here really want to win out for their seniors. This is the senior class. These skilled position players like Freddie Swain, Josh Hamlin, Michael P. Ryan, John Grenard, and all these guys, this is the reason why Dan Mullen was able to turn around the program so quickly. This is the group. They were able to turn around this offense because of these seniors. So they really want to end on a high note. And don't forget, Florida has not beaten Florida State at home since 2009. That's 10 years of losing to their in-state rival at home. So this senior class, this group really wants to prove something by beating FSU. So although there's not that much talk leading into the game, like I'm saying, it's a little more subdued than I've noticed. Like, I felt like there was more energy just around when leading up to the LSU game earlier this year. But there's still that hunger that they need to still prove something. And I think the college football rankings coming out today will actually help this team a little bit with just the energy. And they really need to show off on Saturday because they are still fighting for that New York Six Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt. Jackie Franciulli joining us, Gators Territory. The one thing, too, when you look at this matchup throughout the years, it's never been the favorite that's always won. And then it's always, you know, somebody's looking to make, you know, a name, because you look at this, I mean, this is a huge recruiting battle. I mean, you got to figure that Florida State, especially in the situation that they're in, you know, kind of in limbo to see what's going to happen with their coaching, still going to bring in kids. And, you know, if nothing else, I mean, obviously just to see this classic matchup. It's always, you know, it's always exciting. And no matter what, it's always going to be packed. It's, you know, it's still a rivalry no matter who's up or who's down. And as you said, it's a Thanksgiving weekend ritual. It's a game where, you know, when another 2 years, it's going to mean something twice as much. When you take a look at Florida's season, it's kind of been strange. You've had a lot of kind of your off weeks, your bye weeks have come, especially because of week zero, and then you had one right away, and then you had another, and then you had this one right here. Has it seemed that has it been a benefit, or has it been kind of a deterrent because of the fact that when you get in the flow, and then all of a sudden you're off?
You know, I felt like I've been through two seasons already, Larry. Now I'm not even complaining. I felt like the Miami game was so far away. I felt like the Miami game was a whole different season.
Yep.
Just because of how it started. And I think that game did give him a little like a start and, you know, start and pause. I think it did affect them a bit, but honestly, the bye week for Florida really did help them.
Okay.
Because they've had so many injuries. At one point, Dan Mullen and his staff were dealing with a roster that only had really just about 60 to 65 scholarship players available because of injuries. So these bye weeks really, really did help them because they were playing basically without 20 guys. That's what they're dealing with. They were able to get 85 scholarship players on your roster per NCAA rules, and they're only playing with 60 to 65. In the SEC, that's a hard thing to do. And some of the positions they were dealing with injuries was, you know, on that defensive line where John Grenard, Jabari Zuniga were both hurt for a couple of games. You had even your quarterback dealing with a sprained MCL at one point. So the bye weeks came at a very good time for them, right after that South Carolina game especially. That gave them an extra week to really get some guys healthy. So they did have some good benefits to this bye week. And actually, this last bye week, some of these guys had flus. So they were able to heal up a lot before this final game. So usually I would say the bye weeks kind of do kind of hamper momentum. But I think in the case of Florida, if the bye weeks didn't come the time that they did, they might have lost the game at Missouri. They might have, you know, you can kind of think of it that way because they needed the time to kind of recuperate their bodies, needed time for guys to return. And now, you know, Jabari Zuniga is, you know, cleared to play against Florida State. And Amari Burney is ahead of schedule, and he could possibly play against Florida State.
Nice.
And I think it's the addition of that bye week.
Before we let you go, what's going to be on the Thanksgiving table over at your house on Thursday? And what's your go-to food that's got to be on that table, whether it's you, your husband, or your family?
Well, we've got a lot of different cultures in our family. I'm actually half Brazilian.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have to have my my rice and beans with, you know, the dried salty meat that Brazilians love. And then obviously my husband, he's from Alabama. So he's got to have his casseroles. Like, he's introduced me to green bean casserole and all that stuff. So he's going to have that. And I'm going to have to bring in my Brazilian flavor into the mix too.
Good stuff. Jackie, again, have a great Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk to you around bowl time, and we'll break down whatever bowl that the Gators will be in.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Larry.
Good stuff. Jackie Franciulli from Gators Territory.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.